This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand today. Just a thank you and a praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just a thank you and a praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, thy decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase here this day and forevermore in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, hide me behind Calvary's cross. Anoint this up to clay in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now for preparing the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We ban up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going for this night and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have the Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. And the word of God reads, "Enter ye in at the narrow, straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Christ that find it. Thank you, Jesus. Also in Isaiah 55, verse 6, it says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. My brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about let us draw near to God. Let us draw near to God. Also here in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8, it says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." This is the eighth part of the verse. You see, God, in his mercy and his grace, in his welcoming response to man, he is always near. So let us draw near to God, believers in Christ. Drawing near to God isn't just a religious exercise or a duty. No, it is a path to great rewards. Believers in Christ, the more you abide in God's word and in God's presence, the more you will hear his voice and the more victorious and successful you will be in every area of life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and look low. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand. We are grateful tonight and thankful that we're still here in the land of the living, that we're on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of us. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, drawing near to God, again, is not just a religious exercise or a duty. It is a path to great reward. Child of God, drawing near to God and walking in the Spirit are a lifestyle for a child of God and a lifestyle of victory. Believers in Christ, the more you abide in God's presence and in God's word, the more you will hear his voice. And you will be very successful and victorious in all areas of your life. Yes, people of God, to draw near to God is to be diligently seeking him. The word diligence means constant effort, prevailing action and attention. Beloved, to diligently seek the Lord, to seek God, is to drop the things that are stealing your time from reading the word of God and from praying. Yes, the Bible says, let us study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. The word of God also says in Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, men ought to always pray and don't faint. Don't lose heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because God, he will answer if we first seek him. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, let's spend time with God. Let the time that you spend with him become a priority in your life. Believers in Christ, God will guide you into all areas of truth. Bible says in John chapter 16, verse 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he speak not of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you things to come. So, beloved, when you are in tune with God the Father, you get to follow him to a very special place, known and open only to the followers of his. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, let us draw closer and near to the God of our salvation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand. You see, people of God, in the Christian life, there is a road that leads to obedience, to know God's will. And there's also, there is a road that leads to disobedience, to God's will. Beloved, God's will is very special in nature. How do I stay close to God in a world full of distractions? Well, I stop by tonight to encourage you, believers in Christ. Life and all that it entails has become extremely complicated, complex today in 2021. You see, by the use of social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as the real times that we are living in, and its availability of entertainment on mobile devices, are just a few examples of technology advancement that, if not handled correctly, it can consume our time and energy and become a major distraction in our lives today in 2021. With the many distraction all around us, we also, as God's people, we struggle to find a deep, satisfying relationship with God our Father. So, beloved, we as God's children, followers of His, must very closely guard our hearts. So the Bible says in Proverbs 4, verse 23, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So whatever occupies our heart and governs our lives, I'm going to say that again for those that are listening to tonight, whatever occupies our heart governs our lives. Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So let us draw near, closer to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that neither slumber nor sleep, the God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our heads. Stay close to God in 2021. Let not the world distraction take you away from your time spent with Almighty God, the one that created you, the one that breathed and breathed His life into you, the one that crowned your head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, the God that extended grace, mercy, and love. You know what? He woke you up this morning. It wasn't the alarm clock, but it was the hand of God that woke you up. It was the mercy, the grace that had been extended upon your life as well as mine, that we're still here on top of the ground and not under the ground. Oh, what a blessing it is. Yes, child of God, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, Jesus, who's Lord of lords and kings of kings, he'll point out that you and I, as followers of his, to set our heart on whatever we value the most. Yes, if you value God as your Father, and you value Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit, all three agreeing as one, you have to make a firm commitment wholeheartedly to serve Him, to serve God in spirit and in truth, to serve Him beyond all others. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ. So if we, as followers of Christ, consider God as our greatest treasure, we have to set our heart totally, entirely on Him and guard that relationship very zealously. Guard that relationship very persistently and consistently in our walk with Christ. Yes, brothers and sisters, in the Lord, we need to saturate our hearts with His Word on a regular basis so that the Word of God, it would infuse us and it would infuse our life into and bring us about in total transformation on the inside as well as on the outside. See, the Bible says in Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, brethren, hallelujah, I beseech you by the mercies of Christ that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is the perfect will of God in our lives here today. You see, knowing God's word, it means more than just reading the word of God. Knowing God's word, you hear it and you let it go from your mind, from your head, all the way to the depths of your heart. The Bible says for us not to be hearers only of the word of God, but to be doers also in the word of God in the book of Matthew, chapter 13, the parable of the sower that sowed the seed into the ground. Yes, the parable of the sower, the four soils that the seed was planted in, represents the condition and the record and the receptiveness of our hearts. And the seed, it represents the word of God. The word of God has been sown. Beloved, some of us, even as believers in Christ, some of us as people or religious folks, God's people, we reject God's word outrightly. Some of us, we stay in the faith for a little while, but eventually we give up because our root hasn't taken hold. And some of us, we go a bit further in the things of God, but then we become unfruitful because of the other cares and the pull and influences of the world in our lives. Then there are those people in the body of Christ, believers in the Lord, who receive the word of God and strive to understand the mysteries and the word of God. And the word of the Lord remains in them, and they gain a bountiful harvest, something 30, something 60, and 100-fold blessings come in their lives because they are determined to serve God in spirit and in truth. See, the word says that God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So believers in Christ, our hearts has to become shaped by God's word and not by the influence of the world. This is a decision that we as God's people has to make on an individual basis. This is a determination that you must have, that the world is behind you and the cross is before you. You see, it can't be just a mind thing. No, it has to go beyond that. It has to be a heart conviction. Your mind has to be made up. Your heart has to be set that the world is behind you and the cross is before you. So as we stand firm in God's word, we can overcome the distraction that comes our way, the distraction that try to draw us back to where God have delivered us from. Only by God's power applied to our lives, instead of yielding to temptation, this will give us confidence of knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? This will give us confidence, boldness, and motivation to live a life counterculturally. Hallelujah. Yes, we're in this world, but we're not of it. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So So my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us stay close to God in a world filled full of distraction. Let us draw closer to him. Let us seek the Lord while he may be found. Yes, it will come a time when we're going to look for him and he won't be able to be found. His mercy and grace won't last forever. We are living in a time and a season where the world is getting more wicked than ever before. Sin is running rapid throughout the land. But we as God's children, as God's people, we must stay focused, stay close to God. Hallelujah. Guard our heart from things that is not of God. Guard our heart, because our heart plays an important part in our commitment, total commitment to God the Father. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, another way that we stay close to God is by guarding our devotion. Yes, there must be a time in your life where you mature in the Lord, where maturity will take you to a place of spiritual hunger will come into you, where you want to know more and more about God and God's word. This is when you have to plan time in your business schedule. This is when you have to set aside time to commune with God so that he can commune with you. This is a time where you have to set aside and don't let nothing or no one come and try to distract you from that time of meeting with God. You know, God, he longs for his children to commune with him. He longs for us to have a proper relationship with him. Yes, God desires for us as believers in Christ, as children of the Most High God, to be true in our worship and to worship him in spirit and in truth. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty to praise him. Liberty to worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes, we serve an awesome God. Yes, we serve a God that has all power in his hand. He made the earth. He made the heavens. He made you and I, all mankind. Yes, the question may be asked tonight, how does true devotion and commitment to God look like? It means deciding on your personal, individual basis to decide to do whatever it takes to please God. As the Bible says in Hebrew 11, verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he says he is. And he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So seek him while he may be found. If you want to please him, follow his command. Love him with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. And love your neighbor as yourself. Yes, it means to have full allegiance to the God of the universe, the one that created all things, the one that has power in his hand, the one that sits high and looks low, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. You see, people of God, devotion starts with peer discipline for us as God's people. We have to discipline ourselves. We have to wake up early in the morning to pray, early before anything else. God has to be priority in our lives. Get up early to pray. Also set aside a time to read God's word. We also need to cut off any activity that we know that are harmful to our testimony of God's truth. In other words, if you set a time at 6 in the morning, a.m., don't wait until 7 a.m. No, do it at 6 a.m. Because God is a God on time, all the time. So we as his people has to be a God, has to be children that are willing to follow him, to follow him in everything we do. Stay close to God. Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. We just thank God for each and every one of you that are listening in right now. And hallelujah, we thank God for you tuning in out of your busy schedule. We just hope and pray that that's something that I have said, that I have said so far, hallelujah, that we have said so far, that will bring encouragement to your soul and keep you going on in the things of God, hallelujah, in 2021. So we just come in complete agreement with each and every one that is listening. Amen, amen, whatever is on your heart concerning the things of God, we just touch and agree based on the word of God that says if any two of us come in agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done of our Heavenly Father which is in heaven. And we are so grateful and thankful, hallelujah, for you taking the time praying for us as we pray for you. Because God knows that, hallelujah, there is strength in number. Hallelujah, the Bible says when two or three are gathered together in his name, he's there in the midst. So I want you to know that we do appreciate you. Hallelujah, we do appreciate your prayers. We do appreciate your support. But most of all, God appreciates everything that we do for him. And through the use of the internet, we are being able to teach and preach on a local level and being able to reach on a global level. So God is a good God, and he's a worthy God, and he's a God that is able, willing, and ready to meet your each and every need in your life. So again, tonight we are talking about drawing close to God. Hallelujah. God, when we talked about God in our heart, we talked about God in our time of devotion, not letting anything come between our commitment to God. You see, God has to be priority. He has to be number one in our life. Amen. It's the devil's job to get you busy, to make you busy, hallelujah, to cause things to come in your direction, especially when you get serious about doing what thus says the Lord in your life. So be aware of his truth and his scheme. Hallelujah, the Bible says for us to put on the whole armor of God that we'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah, because he knows as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. So again, tonight, we are grateful and thank God for the privilege of being able to bring forth the word of God. My brothers and sisters in Christ, when we are in right standing with God, when we walk close with him, when we are in tune with him, when he abides in us and we abide in him as believers in Christ, when we remain committed to God, we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives and we begin to bear the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 and 23, but the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, greatness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Against such there is no law. People of God, the more we are changed, the more we desire change to take place in our lives. We want to get to the place where our lives is a testimony to people that are watching us, people all around us, our families, our friends, hallelujah, our associates, but most of all, that is, we're living a life that is satisfying to God Almighty, because he's the one that sits behind and looks. He looks at each and every one of us across the board, and he delights it. Hallelujah, he really likes it when we live a life that is pleasing to him, because if we live a life pleasing to him, guess what? Probably his people, amen, our lives are going to be pleasing to God. Jesus says in Luke 14, verse 26 and 27, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yea, and even his own life, also he cannot be my disciple. Listen, this is a tight walk. It's tight, but it's right. God wants to hold you, not part of you. He wants you to be, hallelujah, from your mind all the way down to your feet, because he created you. He owns you. We're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. Yes, we have. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit of God, God's precious Holy Spirit, comes and dwells within us. Isn't that a blessing? Hallelujah. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Well, this is a recommendation. This is, hallelujah, this is what is expected of us as being God's children. We must just keep going in the thing of God. We must put our mind, our heart, and our life stead on him. That's why it says, look unto the hills, from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. Yes, beloved, our relationship with God must be higher than any earthly relationship. Only then are we fit to be his disciples. Yes, child of God, it is easy for us to have a competitive loyalty, which would rob us from the time spent with God. But God is, we must put him in his rightful place in our lives. And that is to put him first. God has to be first. If he be first, guess what? We'll never come out sharp. We'll never come up short, because God will make sure that our needs are met. He will make sure that our bills are paid. He will make sure where he leads, he will provide. So brothers and sisters in Christ, when we make anything other than God of priority important, it becomes an idol which demand our worship and loyalty. No, God will not tolerate it. He wants us to give him our undivided full attention. God will not tolerate divided allegiance. He wants full allegiance to him. So let us again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us draw near to God. Stay close to him in a world full of distraction. Draw near to God by drawing near to him. We are pleasing him. Another thing that we must do in order to draw near to God is by guarding your desire. You see, child of God, a desire is a deep longing that sets the direction for your heart. I'm going to say it again. A desire is a deep longing that sets the direction for your heart. Our world, as we know it, is the camp. As we know it, it is full of sin, darkness. It is changing each and every day for the worse. Yes, we are living in the last of the last days. Our world has fell into sin from the beginning, when Adam and Eve reached for the forbidden fruit in their desire for the knowledge that only God can have. You know, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the forbidden tree that God had told Adam about. But we know the story. But God is still merciful. He's still a gracious God. Even from that time, God was providing. He was making a way for mankind. You see, the Lord forbid us as his followers to covenant not what is rightfully ours. What is meant is this. The world was created. The earth was created for all men. Everything what man needed was upon the earth. But we allow sin to come in our lives, get in our heart, and broke our relationship with God. Bible says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 15, it says, then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth a death. Yes, sin will take you further than you want to go. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect its wages, and the wages of sin is death, physical as well as spiritual. So, beloved, our desire, like our appetite, can be trained. We have to first wean ourselves off what is not beneficial to us. And we have to develop a yearning for the things of God. It doesn't happen overnight, but God is still merciful. God will help us to all we have to do is pray to him, ask him with a sincere heart to change our heart, to give us more of a desire for him, that we may have a thirst like a deer that desires to drink from a stream of water. Yes, we must develop a spiritual thirst for the things of God. So people of God, let us guard our time with God. Spending time with God is very necessary. It's very crucial in the times that we are living in. If we want to guard our heart, if we want to guard our devotion, if we want to guard our desire, it must be something that we desire. We must commit ourselves to it, not just casually, but let's do it wholeheartedly. You see, having an intimate relationship with God, it is fundamental for every Christian, every believer in Christ. Without an ongoing connection with God, we will die spiritually in our spirit. And beloved, all meaningfulness relationship requires time. You know it as well as I do. Hallelujah. We will never know the love, the discipline, the fellowship, and the wisdom of the person of God if we do not spend time with him. Yes, spending time with him in prayer, spending time with him by reading the word of God, spending time with him in worship, in spirit, and in truth. Remember what I say, that God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty to praise him for who he is. Liberty to come boldly to the throne of God. His grace that have been extended to us because of his Son, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. So, beloved, a life that abides in God always rises above all distraction that comes our way. So stay close to God. Stay very close to him in a world filled with distraction. So let us again draw near to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 19 through 22, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh, and having a priest over the house of God. Let us, as his children, draw near with a true and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Yes, God is good, and he's good all of the time. So, child of God, having a sincere heart, it suggests a proper motivation. Hallelujah. When you can observe, can approach God, do it by humbling yourself and without any selfish motives in your heart or self-centered agenda. Let us put self to the side and come to him, humbling ourselves in his presence on bended knees and bowed down heads, looking onto the hill from which cometh our help. Our help cometh to him. So come to God. Come to him in faith and draw near with boldness unto the throne of God, the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help us in time of need, especially during this pandemic in 2021. Believers in Christ, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, your double-mindedness. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and let your laughter be turned into happiness, and your mourning into joy and heaviness. Humble yourself in his sight, and he will lift you up in due season. Bible says in the book of James, chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, God will give us a wake-up call to all. Here James is letting us know to make the choice very clearly. As believers in Christ, we have to make the choice between a sold-out commitment to God or a worldly lifestyle. Child of God, our wicked ways must be completely abandoned in order for God to bless us very victoriously. Yes, beloved, drawing near to God involves coming to him and coming close to him. No matter what, drawing near to God, it expresses action from our heart as individuals, believers in Christ. Coming close to God is a life that the man top priority for a child of God. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Again here in 2021, God's mercy calls us, and God's ways are always good. Yes, the Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction or distraction or the way of death. So believers in Christ, the Lord reminds us that his plan for us, it includes a hope and a future. You see, God's future for the believers in Christ, it is guaranteed by his free divine forgiveness. Jeremiah 29, verse 12 and 13 says, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Beloved, people of God, God's call of mercy is extended to all men, women, boy or girl. Yes, God is merciful. Yes, he's merciful, full of grace, but he's also a God of wrath. And we, as God's people, shall seek him and find him when we shall search for him with all our heart. So people of God, God's call of mercy is extended to all. Yes, turn from sin. in your thoughts and in your deeds. God is merciful. People of God, people in general today in 2021 do try to cover up and deny their sin. After all, no one really takes any pleasure in admitting wrongdoing or shortcomings. You see, once we get involved in sin, sin will make us, when we come in a backslidden condition, guilt will take a hold of us, and guilt will try to turn us away from God's mercy and grace. Bible says in the book of Proverbs 28, verse 13, it says, he that covers his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. So child of God, believer in Christ, let us draw near to God, which requires on our part to discover his divine forgiveness for our lives. Bible says in 1 John 1, 9, they will confess our sin. He's faithful and just, forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So God, here today in 2021, his invitation for us, for those that still don't know him, for those that have fallen short, is to repent and come to him, because he delights to show his mercy and grace upon us. So repent now. Don't wait. And turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out clean. Your slate will be clean. Come to know him. Hallelujah. Accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Repent means to make an 180-degree turn, hallelujah, in the right direction, in his direction. See, God desires for restoration to come to your life. That's why Jesus came. He died for our sin. He became the ultimate sacrifice, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Yes, Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there'll be no remission of sin. So people of God, the Lord, he freely pardons, and God keeps no record of our wrongdoing once we come to him. Hallelujah. When the Lord, God Almighty, he forgives our sins as born-again believers in Christ, he forgives, and he forgives, never for us to go back to him again. We just thank God here tonight for his grace and his mercy. We're talking about drawing near to God. As we draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. But we must first do what Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto us. There may be one, or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, this is a time for you to get right with God. This is a time to return to him. No, we are not promised tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Bible says that we hear his voice, harden not our hearts. Come to him. Don't put off today for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. Get right with him this night. It's very easy to do. Come to the place of totally realizing that you need help on a spiritual basis, that you need someone to intervene in your life. You have tried everything else. Try God, the one that made you. Try Jesus, the Son of God, the one that made a way out of no way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Try the Holy Spirit of God. All three agree at once. Come to him. Repent of your sins. Yes, God is right there at your door, at the door of your heart. He's knocking, but it's up to you to open up the door for him to come in. It's just a matter of what Romans 10, verse 13 says. Hallelujah. That God has called us for such a time as this. He wants to save you. He wants to fill you up with his Holy Spirit. He wants you to be part of his family. Yes, the Bible says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead. With our heart, we believe on the righteous, and with our mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that message today. We do appreciate it. We thank our callers, our supporters, Ms. Frankie, out of Arlington, Texas, and not Arlington, Dallas, Fort Worth area. Mother Howard, we appreciate you listening, all of you. I can't call everybody's name because I don't know the names of all the callers, but we just want to let you know we appreciate you. If you would like to contact us, please feel free to write to us by addressing your correspondence to P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Also, share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time to listen to the broadcast. We'd love to have them join us. Again, God bless you. Have a great weekend. And know that God loves you, and so do we. And think on the positive things. It's a smile that goes a long way. So smile. Share the love. God bless you. We love you. Have a great weekend. And Lord, if the Lord allows, we'll be back with you again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.